Today is Wednesday, May 21st, 2025, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. It is Emergency Medical Services for Children Day. It's also National Waitstaff Day, National American Red Cross Founders Day, and National Strawberries and Cream Day, and last but not least, National Juice Slush Day. Again, so specific. Why not just a slush? Why a juice slush? Juice. I don't know. For some reason, Mark thinks the way he finds the word juice to be funny. So anytime I say juice, he always goes, juice. And I'm not. And so I just did that, and I felt like I needed to explain it to you guys, because why did Adam just say juice? I don't know. So I'm just looking here to see if we have any contact whatsoever. We've had contact the past couple of days. Oh, we have a phone call from Gary. So let's have a listen to that. Why not? Let's be quick about it. Oh, no. There's no message. Well, Gary, try again. There's no message in that voicemail. So there you go. Well, thanks for attempting, Gary. I do appreciate it, but I don't know if that was a butt dial or what the case may be. Well, we don't have any text messages, but just a reminder, if you want to, you can text message me at 479-221-9393. Again, that's 479-221-9393. You can also call that same number and leave a message. So what have I been doing? Not too much. I was sick, as you guys know. I think we finished pretty much covering the weekend. We pretty much just watched TV, and I worked on 3D printing and website because, as you guys know, I'm trying to get everything ready. And I'm coming to find out that getting a perfect 3D print, even though I'm super impressed with my 3D printer, but getting a perfect organic shaped 3D print like a duck is not the easiest thing in the world. So I think people who buy this are going to have to realize that, hey, these are 3D prints. This is not going to be the same quality as if you bought something from a factory that's like perfect and it's injection molded or whatever. So I don't know, things have to be supported. You're printing something that's standing up, and I have to support like the beak, for instance. Well, these supports have to be pulled off, and where they connect, they're a little rough, you know, a little rough. It's not horrible, but it's, you know, there's that, and then, you know, and I could sand them, I suppose, but then that gets into a lot of post-processing. So anyway, and really the cool thing about these ducks, first of all, I think they look cool, even with any imperfections that they have. But second of all, you know, they're handmade, or they're made on a 3D printer. So I designed them. I colored them. All of that kind of stuff. But the main thing is the QR code. So I feel like if you can get the QR code on the bottom, and it, you know, the duck itself is just a way to hide something and have someone find it. And then, so I don't know. I spent a lot of time trying to print it failing, or it not coming out the way I wanted it to, tweaking the design, printing it again. And these things take quite a while to print, so I can't just quickly mock something up, print it, you know, and then try again. It's usually, like, right now I'm printing a duck, and I think it's my final design. So I have two designs that I think are finalized. But it takes me a while because I have to try printing them, see if they print okay, see if I like the colors, see if I like the shape, see if I have to see it printed. And so I printed it last night, but the supports got stuck and I couldn't get them off. And so I had to throw it away. I pulled so hard to get these supports off that I broke the neck of the duck. It was not... So I printed again this morning or overnight, and it printed fine, and the supports came out. So I do, you know, and I tweaked it. So I think the tweak that I did is going to help the supports come out, I hope. It may be that I have to just be there as soon as it gets done and immediately remove the supports, because I think the longer you keep the supports on there, as it cools down, I think they solidify more or something. And so I just couldn't get them out. But so I'm printing two in exactly the color, and I spent, so what I have to do, this is my workflow for any of you guys who are interested. So I did not end up paying someone to do the 3D model because A, it was pretty expensive, and B, I don't know if this is something that's going to take off at all. And I don't even know if I'm going to be able to get the quality of ducks, of 3D prints that I need to get to sell them, right? So I want to start with as cheap of a process as possible. So I am using an image to 3D model website. And there are a couple that I'm trying out. Daniel recommended one called Meshy AI, which seems to be doing a pretty good job, actually. But there's another Chinese one that's Huyen or something like that. And it works pretty well. But the problem with it, it makes really good looking models. But the problem, and actually my first model was using that site. But the problem is it's very hard to edit those models because there are so many polygons. It does. The mesh is so dense. And I know if you're not a 3D modeler like me, you may not know what I'm talking about, but 3D models are basically made of meshes of intersecting lines. And the mesh is so thick that it's hard to edit, to even see what you're doing. Even if you put it in wireframe mode, it just looks like a big black ball of spaghetti that you can't do anything with. Whereas Meshy has really nice meshes that are a lot easier to edit and whatever, but its overall quality of the 3D models, the way they look, is not quite as good as the other one. But anyway, this one that I'm printing out now in color is the one that I did with Meshy. And so now what I've got to do is, I've got two, I want two more. So I've got to figure out which, and I have the images already, I just have to figure out which of the images I'm going to actually work on and print. But the process is like this. I work with ChatGPT and we create an image of a duck. I give it a prompt like, hey, I want a duck for my, and it knows. I have a whole project in ChatGPT on this 3D duck business. And I say, hey, I need a duck. It already knows what for. And I say, you know, similar look to the last duck that we did. Because I want to have them, I want them to all have a similar look and feel, right? I say similar duck, but I want it to look like a policeman, or I want it to be LGBT, or, you know, whatever. And I haven't done an LGBT one yet because I'm having to color these myself. And the more colors I use, the longer it takes to print, and it's not super easy to color. So what I figured I needed to do, so then it produces it, and then I take that into, and I have to say, okay, create a side view, create a back view, etc. Then I pull those images into Meshy and I say, hey, Meshy, create a 3D. And then it gives me four options. If they all suck, I have to try again. And eventually it gives you one that looks halfway decent. And then you say, okay, I want to use that one. And then it remeshes that one to make it smoother and look better and, you know, whatever the case may be. And so this is the process you go through, and then I have to pull it into the slicing program for the 3D printer. And sometimes it'll say, oh, your model is not good and you need to repair it. So then I have to take it to another website that repairs 3D models. So then you pull it in and it repairs it. I mean, it does work, so that's good, but that's another step that you have to follow. Pull it back into the slicer and hopefully it likes everything. And then, if I want to have multicolor, which I do, I have to color it. Now, there are other ways you could do it. If you created the model from scratch, you could create like the eyes and the hat and the any accessories or clothing or anything like that could all be separate objects, and then you could just fill the entire object. But the way these models come out of this mesh to AI, they're all one object. So I can't. So I now am mirroring my screen to my iPad and using the iPad iPencil, the iPad Pencil Pro, to color in the color that I want and try to get the lines exactly where that I want them and all that kind of stuff. And trying to do an LGBT one with a rainbow flag and having to color that by hand, I don't know if I'm going to be able to do that. But anyway, so I did all that, and now I'm printing it and seeing if the colors look good. And then if they do, I'll print maybe about 10 of them so that I have some back stock. I have to, you know, I have to hide some on the ship, but then I have to have some in case anyone orders any. Well, there you go. That's an explanation of what I've been doing. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.